Yes. All right. Day one, a variety of graphs. We're going to graph things that look like lines, but maybe have something quirky about them.
Anyone see my remote control?
Okay. We're going to do two types of graphs today. Hopefully we'll get through both of these, and I think we should have time. We're dealing first with something called a piecewise function, and believe it or not, you have dealt with one at least piecewise function before. Piecewise functions are defined for specific domains, and the basic example that I can give you of a piecewise function is the absolute value y equals absolute value of x. Can anyone tell me why that might be considered a piecewise function? Any ideas? Well, because the answer can only be positive, good. That's one idea. Because the domain can be considered in pieces. We set the domain on the number line and we limited the domain. For this problem, what are the two domains?
Y.
No, domains are x values. What are the x values?
Y is greater
than x. No, x values. Domain.
X is greater than
y. Well, it can be all real numbers, but there are really two situations. Greater than or equal to?
Zero.
Or less than zero. Because this is what's happening. If you're looking at the graph of x being greater than zero, the graph is going to look like one thing. And if you're looking at x being less than zero, the graph is going to look like something different. Now, what I'm showing you now is not the way that you have to graph them. I'm just showing you some theory here. So just watch for a minute. Does everyone agree with me that y equals absolute value of x simplifies to be x if x is a positive number or the opposite of x if x is a negative number? Does everyone agree with me? So really what we're looking at is two situations. We're looking at y being x if x is a positive number, and we're looking at y being negative x if x is a negative number. And let's include zero on the positives.
But since it's an absolute value, aren't they just both not the same?
Do you agree with me that this is true if x is a positive number? Do you agree with me that this is true if x is a negative number? Okay, just watch. Wait. So what is the slope going to be here? Okay, oh, I see hand motion. I see this. Because the slope is going to be what if x is positive? Look at this. If x is positive, what's the slope going to be?
1.
If x is negative, what's the slope going to be?
-1.
What's the y-intercept of both of these lines?
0.
So if x is, now this is not necessarily the way you're going to do this problem. There are much easier ways, but I want to show you what's happening. If x is a positive number, the slope is going to be 1, a y-intercept is 0. And if x is less than 0, the slope is going to be -1, which means it's going to fall instead of rise. And that is an absolute value graph. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
isn't y 0 all along the x-axis? Why you start at the origin, why don't you start at somewhere else, but y is 0?
What does x have to be if y is 0?
0.
Oh,
okay, great, yeah.
Okay? Now, I want to show you another one in a minute. But again, if this is not making sense, we're not really going to do it this way. We're going to plot points. Colleen?
Why is it a B and not an
X? Plug in 2. What do you get out? Do you get out -2? Okay, plug in. All right, plug in 2 for y. What could x be?
The reason it's not an x is because it is y equals x. I agree with you. That is the line. But only if x is a positive number. Down here, x is a negative number. So I'd have to erase it. Yeah, because we said y equals x is only true if x is positive. Excuse me, one second. We only said that y equals x if x is a positive number. We only said y equals the opposite of x if x is a negative number. Right? Aren't the positive numbers over here to the right of 0? And aren't the negative numbers over here to the left of 0? So it's a piecewise function because you can look at the graph as being two different pieces. That's all the reason it's a piecewise. All right? Let's talk about this one. You're not going to graph it this way. Just watch for me for a second. Just watch. How does anyone know? Can anyone tell me what the domain is going to be here? Where it goes from either a positive number or a negative number? We know how to do that. Careful. 2, right? We make this equal to 0. What makes this equal to 0? Plug in a number to the right of 2. What kind of number do you get? Positive. Plug in a number to the left of 2. What kind of number do you get? Negative. We did this. This was way back at the first week of school. So it's a positive number if x is greater than or equal to 2, and it's a negative number, and so if it's a negative number inside, what do we have to do? If it's a negative number inside an absolute value, what do we have to do? Take the opposite. The opposite of this is going to be negative 2x plus 4. Now don't do it this way. I'm just showing you some ideas. Let's graph the line y equals 2x minus 4. So what's the slope of that line? And what's the y-intercept? Negative 4 up 2 over 1, up 2 over 1, up 2 over 1. So it looks like this. But is it always like that? When's it only like that? When x is greater than or equal to 2, so it starts right here. Which means that part doesn't really matter. The other graph is y equals negative 2x plus 4. What would make it equal to 0? I'm sorry. What's the slope of this line? And what's the y-intercept? 4. So this would be, let's see, positive 4, down 2 over 1, down 2 over 1. It would look like this, but only when what is happening? And x is less than 2 is this side, right? So that doesn't actually hold. It's a piecewise function because it can be thought of as two pieces. You can end up shading, yes. Okay, but we're not... greater thans and less thans. Okay. Let's, however, not go... I don't want you to do it this way to solve because there are much easier ways to solve. I want you just to understand what's going on. So I'm going to play around right now and show you something called TI Interactive, which I think I've shown you before. And it is a little software that allows me to show you some graphs. Okay, so everyone needs to watch, no writing. I'm going to put in some functions. Okay, y equals the absolute value of x. Everyone sees what it looks like? Oh, am I right in the middle?
Not right
there. Is that better? Okay. Y equals the absolute value of x. Everyone okay on that? I'm going to zoom in a little. Actually, let's not zoom in. All right. Absolute value of 2x minus 4. What happened to this graph? What happened, Jeff?
Got thinner and it moved up.
Got thinner and it moved up. What do you think made it thinner? And the slope. Slope went from 1 to 2. And what do you think moved it to the right?
The domain,
what makes it equal to 0. So if I ask you to graph the absolute value of x minus 3, where do you think the vertex will be there?
No, I mean, on the right.
Watch this. Let's just make this x minus 4 instead of 2x minus 4. Let's make this. I made it x minus 4. You can't see the colors, can you? Let's do this. Here we go. You can't see them.
over on this side, but you couldn't see them over here. How about x minus 5? Where do you think the vertex is going to be there? Further over, at 5. How about if I make it the absolute value of x plus 1? What makes that equal to 0? -1, so where do you think it's going to move? To the left. Guess what? You've just learned a trend. If you add or subtract inside an absolute value, it moves it left or right. Let's see what happens when we add or subtract outside. Get rid of those. How about absolute value of x plus 4? Oh, not equals 4, duh. Plus 4. I'm taking the absolute value of x, and what am I doing to all those values? So what do you think it's going to do to the entire graph? Let's see. I'm changing the y values. Let's look at this. Absolute value of x plus 2. Absolute value of x minus 1 moves it up or down. So adding or subtracting inside moves it up or down. That's another trend. Now, we already saw a trend with multiplication. Well, what did I say? Did I say inside? Oh, excuse me. Outside. Add, subtract, outside moves it up or down. Okay. Let's see. What if I took the absolute value of 2x? What am I changing when I multiply by x by something? Slope. So 2 means it's steeper. 3x, steeper. Oh, doesn't this look artistic? 5x. How am I going to make it flatter? So divide by, so how about absolute value, a reciprocal, let's make it 0.5x. If I make it 0.5x, what am I multiplying by? What happened? Okay, everybody watching? Watch what happens, because you got to see the colors. Woo. Absolute value of 0.1x, flatter. Absolute value of 0.101x. Can hardly see it, it's so flat. Let's zoom in. Look how low I have to get before I can.
If I start by,
let's see what happens. That's a really good question. Let's do negatives. Let's get rid of that. So let's make it the absolute value of negative x. Okay, you gotta watch this to see what happens. Why did it not change it? How could I get it to change it? Negative on the outside. You guys are good. The negative absolute value of x opens down. We moved it left, right. We moved it up, down. We made it thinner and fatter. That's about all you can do to it. Now, the best thing about this is, while it's really good to know the trends, let's get back to that slide where it says trends. I'm never going to plot this way. That's a lot of work. I like simple. I like to explain theory, but I like to graph simple. So we're just going to graph by deciding what the vertex is and then plot 2 points on either side. 2 points because 1 point, if you've made a mistake, you won't catch your mistake. We're going to start off by plotting 2 points. So let's make something really, really hard. Y equals 3x minus 6 plus 1. Y equals the absolute value of 3x minus 6 plus 1. Now, what will the minus 6 do? Just tell me. Moves it this way. What is the 3? So I'm at 0, 0. So the minus 6 is going to move me. It's going to move me right. Because what is the 0 of the inside now? 2. Okay. What is the 3 going to do?
It's
going to make me skinnier. What's the plus 1 going to do? Move 1 up. Okay? So think about what's happening. It used to be on 0, 0, goes over, skinny, up. Easy way to do it. We've already figured out what makes the inside equal to 0. You all have told me that.
What makes the inside equal to 0 is 2. Plug 2 in. Let's just plot some points. If I plug 2 in, what do I get for the whole problem? Positive 1. You have found the vertex. The vertex is at 2, 1. Now, there are some people who will use the slope to graph this. That's awesome. They'll say the slope is 3. And so they'll go up 3 over 1, and then they'll go up 3 over 1 the other direction. We'll see that that works. The other way you could do it is just plot 2 points on either side of the vertex. Meaning, now which one is dependent and which one is independent? Y is dependent, X is independent. So we're going to put in for X. We know 2 is on the is the vertex. So give me 2 points to the right of 2 that you could plug in. How about 3, 4? If I plug in 2, I get out 1. So let's plug in 3, let's plug in 4. How about 2 points on the left? 1 and 0. If your last name has an even number of letters in it, I want you to plug in 3 and 4 for me. If your last name has an odd number of letters in it, I want you to plug in 1 or 0 for me. Whether you plugged in 3 or plugged in 1, you should get out 4, right? If you plugged in 4 or 0, did you get 7? Yes. Yes? Okay.
Oh, 4, 5, 6, 7, 0, 7, 1. There it is. There's my graph.
And what should it normally look like? I'm going to do that in a little color so you can see the change.
Normally, we expect it to look like that.
It moved to the right, got skinny, and up one. The trend holds. How cool.
So the method is simply set the inside equal to 0, find the vertex, and then you can plot 2 points on either side, or if you would like to use the slope. Recognize that the slope is 3. Go up 3 over 1, up 3, up 1, 2, 3 over 1, both directions. I'm okay with that also. You must label the points though, so that we know they fit the equation. Beth?
If you plug in, if you put graph both the 4, 7 and the 0, 7, wouldn't it not work?
What do you mean? Wouldn't it not work for what?
Wouldn't it not look like a V?
That's what she did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 7 is right there. 0, 7 is right there.
They're the same point on either side. Jeff?
Is it parabola or like square and stuff?
Yes. Oh, Jeff. Did you look ahead in the book? We're going to parabolas next. Yay. It's fun. Parabolas are fun. Okay, why do you think I want you to find the 2 points on either side instead of 1? Yeah. If you've made a mistake with your vertex, you'll know when those points don't match up. You'll even know if you just have 1 point on either side, if the vertex is wrong, you'll know. But we're going to practice with 2 points right now. So we've already done this. Oh, got this already? Just do this problem right here. Number 2. Thank you.
compare yours to mine. Am I right? I'm so right. Why is it going upside down? That makes no sense to me, Colleen. Negative outside. Would the negative change it inside? No, negative changes it outside.
Wait, isn't it
-1, -1, -1, because the slope is 4. No, slope is -2.
Oh, wait, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Class goes till 47. I'll keep in my 2 minutes. No, the slope is -2.
Oh, yeah,
okay. All right. Now, I want to show you the last thing, which you will probably see tonight, and it might surprise you a little. It's another something called a piecewise function. A piecewise function looks like this. It gives you three pieces. It tells you one piece for certain x values, another piece for certain x values, and another piece for certain x values. This is what we were just doing with absolute value. The easiest way to graph this kind of problem is make a little chart and plot some points. It looks horrendous, and people look at it and they're like, I don't get it, I don't get it, I don't get it. It's really easy because, bless you, it's just saying, hey, graph something above A that looks like this one, between that looks like this one, below B that looks like that one. And let me show you one. And you know what? You don't even write. Just watch this one. This looks like three parts. X if X is greater than or equal to 2. So all I need to do is make a little T chart. Tell me some numbers that I can plug in. Plug in. This is really saying Y is going to equal this. Well, how about if we plug in 2? If I plug in 2, what do I get out? 2. If I plug in 3, what do I get out? Come on, stay up here, not outside, up here. 3 I get? 3. Plug in 4, what do I get? 4. So when you graph this part of it, you're going to have 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4. How about in between 0 and 2? 0, 1, and 2. Plug in 0. It says in the middle, I'll get -1 because it'll be 3x minus 1 if I'm dealing values from 0 to 1. Plug in 1, what will I get? And if I plug in 2, what will I get? 5. I'm just plugging it in. This is where I appear to be losing you. Okay. This is what I want you to do tonight. I'm not sure how the assignment sheet is written. I want you to do the problems that are absolute values. And if you see a piecewise function, start it by making a table for each set of pieces. Don't worry about graphing it. Just make a table. And we'll finish it up tomorrow with something called the Price is Right function. That's it. Have a